presentation.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for being here at WMIE 91.5 FM today. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we pray that you are having a phenomenal day in Christ Jesus, and that you are looking forward to the adventure that he has for you this week as he works within our lives to build his kingdom this coming week. Happy Valentine's to you. I'll say Happy Valentine's Day to my wife, even though she will not hear this today, because she is celebrating with her mother and spending some time with her this week, and we're glad that she has that opportunity. So we want to take this opportunity to say thank you to Trizzy Auto Sales and Repair, 636-4910. If they can be of a blessing to you by helping you with a car repair, or they can help you with an automobile, give them a call, and they will get you fixed up, 636-4910. I had a person that told me they did some shopping around. They got some quotes on things. They ended up going to a person that quoted them a very low price, and by the time they got set and done with everything, it wasn't the price that they were quoted. And so they came to me, and they said, "What is the name of that place that you recommend for auto repair?" And I told them it's Terizzi Auto Sales and Repair, 636-4910. They will take good care of you and get you fixed up. If you need a vehicle, call them. They've got vehicles for sale over there as well. And Joe and Michael are very great people, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and they'll get you fixed up. So today we want to invite you out tomorrow night. We've got some exciting things that are coming up a month from now. And so if you wanted to start putting these on your calendars, we are going to be having a kids conference that will be March the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. So it's not this week, but we are very passionate about kids ministry. We spend a lot of time, energy, resources on discipling kids, and we just feel like that is a wise investment. The more you invest in kids spiritually on the front end of their life, the greater the dividends it will pay, and the heartache that you will spare them on the back end. And so a month from now, March 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, we've got some absolutely phenomenal kids ministers who are going to be in town. They're going to be doing a kids conference for us, and this is not just like your old Sunday school flannel board Sunday school lesson or children's church lesson or anything. These people bring the goods, and so it's going to be high tech, high energy, and people will hear about Jesus. And about the only negative thing that I could say about them is the football team that they root for, but I will leave that for them, because I'm sure that they will make mention of it when they come, at least to me, because we root for two different teams. And my team beat their team in the Super Bowl once. So anyway, that's coming up, and we pray that you have a great week. Let's get into our study if we can. We're taking a little bit of a break from our study in Isaiah because I wanted to touch on a couple of resources that had come across my desk, and I thought that they would be of a major blessing to you, and that is discussing our identity in Christ. Did you know that in Zephaniah chapter 3, that's an Old Testament prophet, let me just turn back there just a second, Malachi is the last book, Zechariah comes up, and then Zephaniah is a couple of books before that. And so you've got Haggai that's right before Zechariah. Zephaniah chapter 3, and let's see if I can find this real quick. In verse number 14. I'll just start there. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart. This is Zephaniah 3:14. The Lord has taken away your judgment. He has cast out your enemy, the king of Israel. The Lord is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, Zion, let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And that's the verse that I wanted to share with you. When you look at the meaning of that word, it means that when God is rejoicing, he's dancing, he's spinning like a top. He is rejoicing over you with singing. That's how thrilled God is to be in relationship with you and I. The Bible declares that we are the apple of his eye. So last week I was reading some Facebook posts, and one of the ladies from our church had posted a little devotional that she gets and she does. And I read the article, and it was the person who wrote the article was dealing with a Christian, and he asked the Christian, how do you see yourself? And she, in that post, said that she saw herself as evil and wicked, but a child of God. And there was a disconnect there. And so that's similar to the way a lot of people see themselves. And so I started preparing for this before I saw that post, but it fit in line with what God had been laying upon my heart. And so I wanted to share some of the truths that are here. And we're right now dealing with a handout from Christine Kane that says it's about live unashamed. And so so far we have talked about that we are greatly loved by God. We are alive with Christ. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, that we are a new creature in Christ. We are the righteousness of God, and it is not us who live, but Christ who lives inside of us. So today we're going to talk about three more things, and these are victorious declarations. If you are a child of God, you can make these declarations because the Word of God has made them over you. You can say amen, so be it. The first one that I want to share with you is out of 1 John. I got to turn back there now because I was just in that chapter, and I turned to Zephaniah. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4, it says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And so you can make this declaration over yourself today, and that is this, that God is greater, the God who is inside of me, Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, greater is he who is within me than he who is in the world. I was probably 13 years old when I first started hearing a chorus that expressed this verse. And, you know, if you're looking for a way to memorize scripture, if you find a song that relates to these scriptures, because I know I mentioned this on an earlier broadcast that we are a new creature in Christ Jesus, that would have been on Monday's broadcast, I believe it is, that I remember that truth because of a song from the Imperials. And I won't sing to you this old chorus because it's musically now out of style. But what is this that we have that we're supposed to overcome? We're supposed to overcome temptation. We are supposed to overcome those areas that the Holy Spirit, like he deals with the churches in Revelation chapter 2 and Revelation chapter 3, he says, these are some things that I have against you, and if you will overcome, there is a reward for overcoming. And so I want you to know that there is not a temptation, there's not a problem or a circumstance that you will face that is going to be so formidable that God cannot gain the victory over it. So you need to look at the resource of God in your life, the omnipotent God, the omniscient God. There's not a problem that is too difficult that he doesn't know how to solve it. There is not a obstacle so powerful or so large that he cannot overcome it. So I want to declare to you today, you are not serving a wimpy God. You are serving a mighty, omnipotent, conquering king. So what is it thing? What are some of these things that it says that we are to overcome? Let's go back to verse number one. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out in the world. So let me just tell you, not everybody who claims to be a messenger from God is in fact a messenger from God. There are passages in the New Testament that it describes wolves coming in sheep's clothing, and they are there to deceive. Now, the only way that a wolf can get sheep's clothing is to have killed a sheep along the way. There are some that are in there to corrupt and to pollute and to mislead. And so you and I have to be on our guard. We need the Holy Spirit and the gift of discernment that he has for us to know whether spirits are from God or whether they're from some other source. And the way that we are able to discern those things is through the Word of God. We must be a student of the Word of God. If what they say does not line up with the Word of God, then we need to disregard that. I'm not saying that we necessarily disregard that person, but we need to disregard that, because there are plenty of people who have good hearts and good intentions, but they can make mistakes. I know, because I've made mistakes. I didn't do it intentionally, but when I was a child, I'll tell you how I learned this principle. Was in Sunday school class. When I was growing up, someone shared something. It sounded phenomenal. It sounded great. It just didn't line up with the Word of God. And when I was looking for the resource, my dad didn't find it in the religious section. He found it in a different section of the bookstore. And he said, I'm not buying you that book because it's not coming from the section where the rest of the religion, it wasn't a scriptural truth. Great person. The teacher is a great person. His wife's a phenomenal person, but it didn't line up with the Word of God. And so I disregarded that. And later on, the more I aged, the more I understood the Word of God, and I realized that he needed someone to educate him on some of the principles of God's Word. So you need to be able to test the prophets. It doesn't mean that you demonize the person. They can have accidentally made a mistake. They could have bought into some erroneous information. For instance, I've told you the story of a pastor in a certain region that when an evangelist came through, this wasn't in America, but they came through, they started, an evangelistic event. A person gave their heart to Jesus because he was the first person to give his heart to Jesus. He became the pastor. Well, he read the book of Revelation and he saw where the mark of the beast, if you didn't have the mark of the beast, you couldn't buy or sell or eat. And because he didn't know any better, he was telling people, hey, listen, when they come around, in order for us to survive, we need to take the mark of the beast so that we can buy and sell and eat and all of that sort of stuff, until somebody came along and showed him the way of God more perfectly. And so that's why it's very important. People who are in the ministry, they are not supposed to be novices. They're not supposed to be brand new believers. Let me tell you, you need some time for God to work inside of your heart and make sure that that the understanding that you have of the Word of God is sufficient to help you through the difficult times. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And so that's what it is talking about, that God inside of us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Let me break that down. Christ is the Greek word Christos. It means the anointed one. It's synonymous with the Hebrew word for Messiah, the anointed one of God. It refers to the same person. One's Hebrew, the other is Greek. And so the spirit of Antichrist is the spirit of that which is against the anointed one of God. Anti-Jesus. Anti the anointed one of God. Anti-Messiah. And it's already in the world. You see, there is a person that is coming that will be known as the Antichrist, but the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world, and there is not a place where the church exists that the spirit of Antichrist does not want to undermine that work. Thank God that we are not under-equipped, that we are not undersupplied. But God says, because I'm living inside of you, I am more than enough to compensate no matter how oppressive the odds are against you. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. So whatever problem you might be facing today, you might tell, you know, just declare over your life today, hey, Jesus Christ is living inside of my heart. He's got this. He's got this. If I need wisdom, he's got the wisdom. If I need power, he's got the power. If I need a friend and an ally, he is that ally for me. Today, I will not be victimized by the devil, but I will overcome in Jesus' name. The next thing that I want to share with you is in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And it says in verse number 10, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, before we get to verse number 13 in that declaration, it would be in our best interest to learn that we can rejoice. So you can say, today I will rejoice because this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That would be a great place to start. You see, if we just have all of these other things, but we don't do it with joy, we miss out on an opportunity there. You can do something because you have to, or you can do something because you are thrilled to do it. So let's make sure that we do it with joy. Okay? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Got that? Righteousness, it's not optional. Peace, that's your provision, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That tells us how we go about life. Christians should be the most jubilant people on the planet. And yet, most of the time, I would say the biggest percentage of people are just fighting to get through. Paul started his ministry in Philippi and ended up in jail, but saw a mighty supernatural deliverance, and he saw the jailer come to faith. A church was birthed there. And so rejoicing was something that when he told them to rejoice, they had already seen him do that. So rejoicing is something that is very, so I will rejoice today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The second is to be content. To be content, to know that God is your provider. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. He provides himself. And so whenever God comes onto the scene, he comes with all his provision, with all of his entourage, with all of his blessings. And so you and I can rest in our contentment. Okay? And so if we allow discontentment to rule our hearts, it will not take long before that gives place to worry, to fear, to anxiety, and it won't take long until we have worked ourselves into a frenzy. And so Paul said, I've been through enough life experiences to know that when I'm full, I am content in him. And when I'm hungry, I'm still content in him, that these light and momentary afflictions cannot compare with the glory that God has in store for me. So I want to ask you today, as you are rejoicing in God, and greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world, that he's bigger than your problems, are you content? Are you content? Because that's really the secret of this declaration that is in verse number 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can abound and I can be abased. I can be full. I can be hungry. I can abound. I can suffer need. It doesn't matter, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God will strengthen me for the assignments that he has for me today. Okay, so I tell people a lot of times, God has customized his grace for you. Paul, you know, prayed and prayed and prayed and asked God to take away this thorn in his flesh, and God's response was, my grace is sufficient for you. God's grace is sufficient for you today. You can do this. It will not overwhelm you. Whatever you are going through, I over the past couple of weeks, I've had some conversations with several different people who are going through some really challenging things. And I just want to declare to you right now, you can do this through Christ who strengthens you. He is not going to falter. He will not fail. My wife has a saying that she started saying to the kids, and she would make a statement to them. It would be a statement of truth, and the kids would say, this is when they were younger, and she said, okay, you got me. Today, out of all of the days that you've ever been alive, I've picked today to be the day that I started lying to you. And then they would say, and so she would say, no, I am telling you the truth. And so she would have to fortify that. And I want you to know that today is not the day that God has decided to retire. Today is not the day that God has decided to let the enemy be victorious in your life. Today is the day that he has made, that God has made, and that he is going to be the one who determines the plans and the purposes and order your steps. He's going to provide the strength for you today. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Okay? Paul said he could do all things through Christ who strengthens him, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And this last declaration that Christine Kane has in her handout is in Romans chapter 8. We're going to close with that today. Romans chapter 8. And we'll begin reading with verse number 31. Verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Okay? And so I want to just ask you to make that declaration. If you're a child of the living God, you can say with confidence that God is for me and he is not against me. Amen? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So, the declarations that you and I could make from this passage of Scripture is that God is for us and not against us. Now, the Bible does make it very clear that there are some people that God is opposed to, not because of who he is, but because of what they are doing. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. He opposes those who are trying to hinder others from hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. There are people who are setting an agenda that is hostile to God's plan, and God's not going to bless that. God's not going to bless that. And so we need to make sure that our heart is right with God. And when we do, we've got to know God is for us. He's the best ally. There was a basketball player that was on the team with Michael Jordan, and he was in a playoff game. Michael Jordan scored over 60 points. And there was a rookie on the team who was from the University of Oklahoma. And they asked him, because he only scored 2 buckets or 2 points. There was a reporter. He couldn't get around Michael Jordan because of the massive throng. And I don't remember the exact number. I think Jordan scored 62 points and this guy scored 2. And so this reporter couldn't get around to Michael Jordan. And so he came up to this other basketball player and he said, "So what are you going to tell your grandkids about this night?" He said, "I'm going to tell them about the night that Michael Jordan and I teamed up in the playoffs to score 64 points. And, you know, what he was saying is, look, that guy's got skills that are far superior to mine. He brought most of the goods. He brought most of the success. I was just privileged to be along for the ride. And so I want you to declare today that God is for you, not against you. Joshua said, "Hey, angel of the Lord, are you for us or are you for our enemies?" He said, "I'm on God's side. I'm on God's side." There are some other declarations. In verse number 37, it says this: "Yes, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." If God's love for you is sufficient, remember, that's where we started. God's love is always the beginning. It is the foundation. But because of that love, you are not meant to be victimized over and over and over again. God intends you to be more than a conqueror. What is the devil's plan? He intends to use death. He intends to use life. He will use his angels, his principalities, his powers, the problems of this life, things that are present, things that are going to come your way, height, depth. He will use whatever problems he can to try and get you separated. But here's the declaration to end this day with: nothing, nothing is going to be able to separate me from the love of God. I am joined to his love today. And because of his love, I am more than a conqueror. Father, right now, I just pray for every person listening to this broadcast today, Lord, that they would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that greater is he that is within them than he that is in the world, that they can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens them, and they are more than conquerors. We'll see you next time right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."